Baby, can I talk to you for a minute? I know you notice things been tight around here lately. We don't really need all three of these bedrooms. If you really think about it, we could live without it. It's a vacant spot one floor beneath for much more cheap. We could afford it easy. Wouldn't even have to really pack, borrow your granddad's van or no shit like that. Save $150 each month, go to Red Lobster and eat what we want. Moved down, gave keys to the landlady, but I kept the spare set that she had gave me. It's cheaper, but I actually regret. Couldn't even tell you where the extra money went. Can't go back now, it's too late. New people moved into our old space. Of course, they loud as a sumbitch. Not just partying, they wild on some other shit. They selling something out of there. All night you can hear people up and down the stairs. But shit, I ain't telling them they wrong. I just learned to sleep with the television on. And every single Wednesday they be gone. From 9 till at least about 11 in the morn. Get a little peace from the floorboards creaking and sleeping, cause it isn't anybody home. Shit, they getting worse lately. They fussing, they cursing, keep waking up the baby. Last Tuesday night a fight broke out, and somebody let off a gun up in the house. And so the very next morning, I listened through the floor till I heard them all leave. Crept upstairs with my old keys. Walked in and helped myself to the whole thing. Half pint of weed, a big coke stash. New 45 and a little stack of cash. Called me a cab over to St. Paul. Selling them things that cheap, man, it ain't hard. Came home with close to 4 G's. Plus saved my man a taste of the trees. And I can hear him going crazy upstairs. Probably should have just kept our ass up there.